99.1. 99.1. 92.3 is FM Talk.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday from 9 to noon in studio. The topic is, how should you vote on question 3 come election day? This is already a hot, hot topic. I'm getting this crap in my mailbox every other day. From you guys, too. Okay. But in studio, we have two people who say, do not vote yes on 3. Bob Devin and Nicole Harris are here, and they see a real problem with question 3. Hello, folks. Glad you're here.
Thanks.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob. Say, it's not even plugged in. What's the deal here? I don't know why it doesn't work. Yeah, I guess we're okay, Craig. We're going to the other one. It's plugged in. I don't see what the problem is. Okay, I'm sorry, folks.
Why people need to be educated on question 3. First off, nobody in Nevada wants it. The Democratic Party doesn't want it. The Republican Party doesn't want it. And the independents don't want it. 95% of the money funding this is coming from out of state, from billionaires who are associated with George Soros Jr.
All right. And, Bob, sit down. I think it does work. Nicole, why don't you move over here? Let me capsulize what question 3 says based from my research. Now, first off, I got to say, both political parties are against question 3. The state Republican and Democrat parties both are against it, which is how you know, that's how you know it's a great idea. I'm just kidding. But some people think that way.
Now we're going to vote no on this.
Listen, the Republicans and Democrats are against it. That's how you know it's a good deal. Okay, that's what I've heard. Have you guys heard that argument yet?
You know what? It's done for the people who don't have enough time to be well-informed. And also, he was very much against it, is the Indian tribes are against it, the teachers are against it, as well as all the independents who are independent parties are against it because they know full well if question 3, which is really ranked choice voting, it's not an open primary initiative, it's right. Ranked choice voting, they will never get their name on the general election ballot again.
All right, here's how it works. Basically, question 3 would abolish all closed Republican and Democrat primaries. We would have a single primary for all parties. The voter at the primary will see a full list of all the candidates from all the parties, and the voter will pick one favorite in that primary. That's correct so far, right?
No, it's not, actually. they have to choose every candidate and rank it.
No, I heard that was in the general election.
No, that is in the primary.
So they do this ranked choice voting both at the primary and the election?
Yes, you know what? And that's the problem, too, because nobody can tell you exactly how they're going to run the computerized runoff program okay. with the AI program.
All right.
They won't declare how they're going to do it.
Okay, so you do the ranked choice for the primary, then the top 5 candidates from that by number of votes move up to the general election. If there are 5 or less, they all advance. It's possible, by the way, that based on the votes in the primary, that all 5 could be in the same party. And at the general election, right now people kind of tend to vote with their party, you know, their team. With this question, with this bill, you see on the ballot the 5 or less from the open primary, and then you rank the candidates election day in the order of your preference. If you don't finish ranking them all, the vote, it's not thrown out. Your number 1 choice is still a vote. So what's wrong with that?
Actually, that's the what the promoters will tell you, that your number
that's
one.
That's not a fact?
That's not a fact. In fact,
how is it different from that?
Well, it's different from that if you don't rank all the choices in the runoffs, your vote can be tossed out. For instance, in the city of New York, where they had a mayoral runoff like this, 114,000 voters lost their ballot because they didn't rank all the choices.
I heard the ballots were tossed because people did not understand, and for their first choice, they picked two first choices. And that's a mistake, and the ballot is thrown out. But if you only vote one, number one choice, it doesn't get thrown out. You're already making a choice.
Look, just in this conversation, we're having dialogue of how this is going to be. It's not even been written yet. The program has not been written yet. So that's kind of reminding me of Obamacare. Well, we're just going to pass it, and then we'll read it, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do. Right here among us now, we're trying to figure out what should we do, what happens if this happened. It's very confusing. And my mother always told me, if it's confusing, it means it's not very good. So you want to vote no on this.
Let me ask it one more time. Election day, you don't rank them all. You don't rank the five. You just make one choice as your number one choice. That ballot, as I understand it, still stands.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jacqueline, you're right. It is a confusing question. It is very much. But I'll tell you what, I researched it, and this is what I understand. So maybe the callers will make sense out of it. Jacqueline, I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show. I'm John Potter, and with us, Rob and Nicole, who say no on three. Go ahead.
Hi. Just a comment from someone who was on earlier today, Robin, who was talking about election integrity, or I call it an election integrity. She was saying all you have to do is have a gas bill or something, and then you go to the driver's license, and then you get you're now eligible to show up to be a voter in Nevada. But that's got nothing to do with citizenship. And there have been, I think they call them unauthorized immigration as opposed to illegal immigration. But they've been, I just looked it up, 8.3 million unauthorized workers since in 2022. The numbers that I found, 85,000 people in just 1 month have crossed the border unauthorized in May of this year. And
gotcha. Yeah. Jacqueline, I appreciate your calling.
Yeah.
Well aware of that. Would you like to say anything else about the folks and their vote about that?
Yes. You know, and talk to your local people like Robin and ask them why they're not saying that.
Okay. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Michael calling. Thank you, Jacqueline. Michael calling from Reno. Welcome to the show. I'm John Potter with Nicole and Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. To your banter about what and how this could possibly look, I think the best place to look and really take a good hard look at it is, number one, is Alaska, where the second and third person year over year is elected, not the first choice. The second and third choice is the one that continues to get elected in theirs based on ranked choice voting. And then to take a look at the ballots in California, where you'll have 8 or 9 or 10 people on the ballot. And the fact of the matter is the only choice you have is one with a D behind their name. And then you look at the way they legislate over there. So I don't think it's a good idea. I also believe that with the continued power that we give the southern part of the state, just like the highly populated areas in other states, that why would we even vote here in northern Nevada?
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Nicole, your eyes lit up when he said Alaska. Why is that?
because they're trying to get rid of this ranked choice voting, along with some other states such as Maine. I would invite the voters to do their own research, because there's lots of evidence out there. Wall Street Journal just did a great article on this issue. The school board in San Francisco has done this for 20 years. So there's lots of evidence out there that open primaries / ranked choice voting sounds really great until you really look into it and how your vote will be affected. It is no longer one vote, one person. It is now possibly no vote for who you want. That's why we're advocating a no on three.
All right, let's go to the phones again. John calling from Sparks on rank choice voting, which is question three on your ballot. Go ahead, John.
This is nothing more than a Democratic issue trying to get the Democrats more strength in the state of Nevada. They're stirring the pot, and they're saying to all of the independents, all of the people out there that are not a D or an R, you have a vote. You do. You can go and change the Constitution and add all of these different parties onto the ballot. Instead of it being ranked, you just take and vote who you want on the ballot.
Well,
that's
John,
all that needs to be done.
Why would the Nevada State Democrat Party fund no on three? If this is one of their schemes, why are the Democrats against this?
Why aren't they?
Why are they? Question three. They're saying no. Listen, I got a flyer in my mail 2 days ago, and the flyer is funded by the Nevada Democratic Party saying don't vote on three. You say the Democrats are for question three, that it is one of their schemes. Why would they be against it?
It is. I don't know that they're against it. I don't know what you got, so I'm not going to comment on what you got.
It's the flyer.
I am going to comment on what I hear.
It's the flyer.
I'm not talking about what you got.
All right, listen, it's the flyer, folks. I can tell you what flyer it is. It's the flyer with the dumb-looking guy. He looks like a human Homer Simpson. Look at the bottom corner of that, and you'll see that it's funded by the Nevada Democratic Party.
Well,
okay. There's got to be a reason why they're against it. Okay.
That's what you say, John. I say they're for it because I've seen ads with Democrats calling themselves independents. They're a Democratic independent voter, and they're for it. And you got a guy that's saying that it's the best thing for people who are not a Democrat or who are not a Republican to get their voice out. The best way to get your voice out, if you're not an R or a D, is to have the Constitution changed so that all of these different parties are added on the ballot, whether it's a primary or whether it's a general election. That's what a lot of states have changed from, like Alaska. They list it all out. And
okay,
so the
John, I got to go. Thank you so much. Again, both parties are against this question three. Mick is calling from Wellington. Mick, on ranked choice voting, go ahead.
Yeah, John, my old cowboy papa used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's all I got to say.
Said. Thank you, Mick. Appreciate it. All right, you two. You heard what the callers had to say and what I had to say. What do you say, Bob?
I'll tell you what. Let's just go back to the fact that the more you look into it, the more confusing it is. And that's done by intent. That's the intention. And it's done by out-of-state money who want to control our elections, control our candidates. I was talking to a fellow last night who was a sort of a yes-but guy, but he said it best. Why should I not want my first choice to be on the ballot? Why should I want my second choice to be on the ballot? And he said that beautifully. And he was basically on the fence. He was challenging me all the time because I was giving him all the evidence about Maine doesn't want it anymore. Alaska hates it too. Idaho, there's the special interest groups from out of state are trying to push it in Idaho. And the American Virgin Islands, this is a nationalized effort to come into Nevada from out of state to try to change the way we vote.
I think The biggest reason why I'm on your side here is altogether, okay, it's confusing, but altogether, more ballots are going to be tossed if people don't do this right. That's the scary thing. We got to take a break right now. We're going to come back one more segment about ranked choice voting. Question three, it's going to be on your ballot. Two proponents of the no side are on with me. So a few more minutes, take your calls. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1021.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
We're taking pictures here. Okay. We'll try again, okay? All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. The topic for one more segment, why you should vote no on question three. Two people are very upset about this question. We have them here in the studio, Bob Devin and Nicole Harris. And we were just talking about both of you live in Galena. Nicole, you said you live in Galena Estates?
Galena Forest Estates.
All right. And were you evacuated?
Yes, we were last Saturday. So it's been 7 full days.
Before I say anything else, if I say it to you good public workers personally today, if I don't see you, thank you for your service, firefighter. Boy, I mean, that's a topic I'm going to put off because this is a big concern right now. Thankfully, the fire has died away. But you saw the efforts that these firefighters put in at Galena Forest Estates.
Absolutely. We are so thankful. All the homes in Galena Forest Estates are standing, as well as those in Montrose. Unfortunately, we lost probably around 5 homes in St. James Village. We are blessed and very thankful for all the cooperative efforts that have been done between the federal, the state, and our local agencies, and we are very, very blessed.
Where did you go, Nicole?
I'm staying with my good friend Lori, okay. And she's also a fellow Navy alumni, so we are very, very fortunate, and we're all family here. That's why we have to fight desperately and diligently to do our homework and vote no on three.
You're really mad at this question, aren't you?
No,
I can hear it in your voice.
I think I'm very passionate about it. When other people come into my community and spend $22 million to really say that this is going to be better for your life, it's like saying, gee, inflation's under control. I'm much better off today when eggs are $5 a dozen when they were 99 cents a dozen. I am not better off 4 years now versus 4 years.
Hallelujah. Now. You folks listening who might be listening, and you're probably thinking, with all the bashing we're doing on this question three, who could possibly be for it? The Democrats are not for it. The party, that is. The Republicans are not for it. Hey. It's the, I think, believe, the... Go ahead, Craig.
Sorry to interrupt, but this young lady here... Galena Forest Estates, Phil Galbraith, our news person, just called in, said that about 3 minutes ago that the evacuation has been lifted from Galena Forest Estates. They can go home.
Wow, that's great. Tell Phil, good job. Oh, that's great news. Did you hear that, Nicole?
Thank you. So that means I get to go
home.
Double
thank you.
To go clean out my refrigerator.
Okay, yeah. So who could possibly... Who could possibly be for question three? I think it's the nonpartisans, the minor party voters. You know what? That's about 40% of our electorate are the nonpartisans and the minor party voters, and they are locked out of our taxpayer-funded primaries. So they see this as this bill would put them on the ballot in primaries. That's how they see it, and that's who I think supports it, Bob.
I'll tell you what. Here's what's also in the Nevada Constitution. Any voter who wishes to register with one party can do so and vote in that primary right up until Election Day. They can do it certainly during early voting, and they can do it on Election Day.
There are people who hate both parties.
That's fine, but if you have someone, and everybody has a favorite in another party, And if you want to vote as an independent in for that person in that party, you can easily go and change your affiliation the day you vote. And being a poll worker, I've been schooled on how to do that. And people can do that. And immediately, the next day, they can change their affiliation back.
Bit of a hassle to do that, though, Bob.
Actually, it's a hassle for the poll worker. It's not a hassle for the voter. The poll workers are well-trained to be able to do that for folks who like to change party briefly so they can vote for that first person that they really like in another party.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kurt from Reno calling on ranked choice voting, which is question three. Go ahead, Kurt.
Guys, thanks for the info. Where can we get either yard signs or bumper stickers?
I'll tell you what. There are yard signs available at the Washoe County GOP office across the north parking lot at the Atlantis. And you can go over to the 4th Street office of the Trump headquarters, and they have signs there for you. We do ask for a small donation to cut the costs. We're trying to help the rurals out. So any donation you make will help us get the message out to the rurals with their signs, too.
Thank you. Happy you asked that question, Kurt. Let's go to Steve calling from Reno on ranked choice voting, question three. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm not talking about the right to vote for all the ranked positions. I understand that the Republicans are going to be caucusing to put forth where every county has a say in what state issues move forward. So it's like having a delegate from each county, and all the counties come together and then they vote, so that we don't have the position of Las Vegas with all those votes down there driving the state of Nevada. And I was wondering if you guys had heard something about that, if you think it's going to happen, come to what?
Haven't heard about that. Sorry. Where'd you hear that,
there
Steve?
You go.
Where did you hear it?
I was flipping through the interwebs through the Secretary of State's office, looking at draft ballots, or not ballots, but proposals. And there was something there that I saw that opened my eyes up, and I looked at it. And it's I think it's some sort of a bill draft form where they're going to try to talk about equal say with all the states, kind of like
if it's a draft, it's not a bill, and these things can go nowhere. But we'll keep our eyes open, Steve. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, our segment's wrapping up. This is your final. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Make your best pitch on voting no on question three, Bob.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people who, because they're busy, are not as well informed as they wish to be. However, I would ask them to go online, and there's a great site. It's called STOPRCVNEVADA. That's StopRCVNevada.com. They have great information there that will explain to you all the problems and all the confusions on question three.
Well, again, more ballots would be tossed if people don't do this right. And I can picture that happening. If I choose two candidates as my number one choice, the vote's invalid. And I think that's wrong. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you very much for having us. I hope we will be invited back to answer more questions. I think as we get closer, there'll be more and more eyes open and ears that are listening to this debate. And please do your research. Please vote early. Again, we're hearing information that there might be a problem with our postal service delivering your ballot. So please pay attention when it comes in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you. Please vote no.
Can't stand the mail-in ballots. I'm with you there, Nicole. And the yes on question three, people, you're invited to come on the show too. But the open invitation for you two to come back is open. Please do, because you got a ton of phone calls and a lot of calls we didn't get to. So, yeah, really awesome. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Have a great day.
Thank you, John.
All right. We're going to talk about the Davis fire. I have some concerns. Maybe you do too. 888-499-1010. That's up next after Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1034.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday from 9 to noon on this radio station. Again, if you didn't get your calls in, we had so many calls about question three. If you didn't get them in, Nicole and Bob are coming back in about 3 weeks. It has been a good week, hasn't it? We have many 49ers fans, so I will classify this as a very good week with their big win. Congratulations. Next guest coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, Jack Payne. He is promoting a Trump rally in Fallon on September 28th. You're going to find out all about it in starting at 11 o'clock, just about 20 minutes from now. It is Saturday, the 14th. Yesterday was Friday the 13th. And I just thought of this in all my years, and I've been here in Nevada 45 years. I've always wondered if people avoid our local casinos on Friday the 13th. Are they sparse? I don't know. I just been wondering. I don't know. Been in Nevada this long. Never asked that question. I do bet that people don't make Friday the 13th plans at a cabin by the lake. Right? Speaking of betting, casinos, what a bet that was for the 49ers game. Because, you know, home team, of course, but also a surprisingly low point spread for the bettors, 3.5. That's all they were favored, the 49ers. Only 3.5, as a friend of mine would say, what a lock. I haven't done it. I don't know if it's an overall good experience to go see a game at Levi Stadium. Haven't done it yet. I've seen football at the Raider Stadium in Las Vegas, and I love that stadium. We're going back there in about a month. That's a great stadium in Las Vegas. Levi, I've heard both sides. I have cousins who love it. They have season tickets, but I know many fans who don't go because it's just way too far from the city, they say. It's like in Santa Clara, I think. Is that where it is? And I'm told it's in a friend of mine calls it a wienery part of the Bay Area. I know his word wienery. That's the whole valley, but he says the parking lots, you can't tailgate there. Is that true? You can't even tailgate at Levi Stadium because there's office parks that back up to them, and they don't want ash in their parking spots. I don't know if that's for real. And Levi Stadium also has open corners, and half the crowd, he says, bakes in the sun, and they can never change it because it's in the flight path of the airport, and it's a half hour from the city. So I'm just telling you what people have been telling me. Before I say anything else, if I can't say it to you in person, to you good public workers personally today, thank you for your service, firefighter. Do any of you fine folks have a thing to say about that tragic fire? You know, too often we have questions and issues that people don't take the time to listen to in times of disaster. And I've heard an awful lot of questions from friends and family, neighbors, those who see me in public. And just yesterday at the dry cleaners, people expect me to have a lot of information about the fire. There were and still are a lot of observations and issues and criticisms and compliments and solutions, salutations, advice. I heard a lot this week, and you probably did too. And I'll do my best to answer. If not, somebody else out there can call and do that. We definitely listen. That's what I'm here for at 884-9910. I personally am filled with gratefulness and admiration for those who dug in and did the hard work to save our homes. So many people on Facebook and X and Nextdoor, offering to temporarily take care of pets, livestock, belongings, provide pet food, offer rides. I see people post, hey, I got some space in my backyard. You can take, you can bring your RV here or even your livestock. I mean, we have some true angels in our midst that makes me so proud to call this my home for 40 plus years. One improvement I would like to see is with our, oh, here he goes again, our local news media. I'm sorry, but they really dropped the ball last weekend. The fire started Saturday afternoon, and we did not get any decent, informative news on TV until Sunday night. Really, unbelievable. Very frustrating, wasn't it? Going through the four TV stations all Saturday and Sunday, and we're seeing football and infomercials. And I personally, I don't think our new reporters and anchor people really understand. I'm not talking about you, Joe, not you, but it seems all the anchor people and the reporters, they don't understand how critically important things like this are. And I think they don't because most are not from here or they haven't spent more than a year or two in Reno. And that's all they want to spend before they want to move on to a bigger city. But where are the news people who love and are devoted to Nevada who want to spend their career here? They don't get that a big fire event was a major, major, all hands on deck situation where the news crew rushes to work on the weekend. They get the facts out on the air. I mean, when I was in TV news, we loved doing that. It wasn't just a job to us, the boss. You know, didn't have to tell us to get out there and cover the news. I had many, many 14-hour days when I was at Channel 2. Where was everybody? I mean, this was the biggest disaster event in Reno since the 1997 floods. And nothing. I mean, you guys can call me. I can come on a weekend. I can do the news if nobody else will. I'll bring Mike Alger and Colin Jackson to come with me too. Firefighters, now you went above and beyond. News people, we depend on you folks. There was real panic last weekend. Everybody all over social media desperately asking questions to people who had no answers. Rumors everywhere. News, good reporting is serving the public. And us castoffs, we take that to heart. And I recommend you hire some locals who know Nevada. And if you do, I will tell you, you will win a huge audience. I know you will. But I'm sorry. But local TV news coverage was, well, there wasn't any on Saturday or even much on Sunday. Nothing. And in their absence, everybody last weekend was trying to get answers from other people, trying to get answers on Facebook and Reddit and Nextdoor, X. That's how the rumor mill gets started. You know, for a day and a half, we all thought the chocolate factory on old 395 burned down because somebody said it, and it multiplied from there because the news media didn't bother to check and report it.
Oh, but the agencies didn't tell us in the press release.
Well, then you pick up the phone and you ask until you get an answer from authority. Look up the owner of the chocolate factory and call them or ask if somebody in the newsroom knows somebody who lives in Washoe Valley. I'm sorry, but our local news media really dropped the ball. And Saturday and Sunday, all college football, infomercials. I mean, just a total absence on what will be the biggest story of the year. That was it. As big as the Reno flood of 97, even bigger.
Well, John, we can only go by what the authorities tell us.
No, you don't. After, you know what? After there was a standoff on a Reno street and the police wouldn't talk to us, I went door to door interviewing neighbors. What happened? What did you see? When did it start? How long did it last? Did you get a picture we could use? What is that person like? That's how you write a news story. How, what, where, when. But not talking about you, Joe. Besides Joe, We don't have reporters like that now. Sorry, I don't mean to get down on anybody, but we have cut and paste from press release desk people when it's your obligation to find out for yourself. But at least we did, Craig, at least we got great coverage of Justin Timberlake's DUI, you know, case. So.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
There was even the thing that said that the Winters mansion burned down. Yeah, that didn't happen, and nobody could correct that.
And for 3 or 4 days, they said 12 buildings burned down. For 3 or 4 days, you I don't know how just nothing. I was so disappointed. I mean, it brought me back to when I was starting out in TV news. In the 1980s, we couldn't wait to go to the station and go out and dig, and have all this information. Instead of waiting forever for the government to say something, no, your job isn't that. It's to go out and find from people who are there. My sermon is coming to an end. Okay, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Take a break, be back, taking your calls right now, 884-9910, and we'll have those calls up next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1050.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hello, John Potter, live and local, Saturdays, 9 to noon. Got a text. John, it's about reporters and anchors not covering the story as well as they should about the fire. John, it's a work ethic issue. I disagree. I think it's a hire reporters who are not Nevadan issue, personally. Let's go to the phones. They're all lined up, so you're going to get a busy signal, so let's run through these quickly. Bob, calling from Sparks. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, John. Good show as usual. I had a question for you concerning this fire. First of all, I agree with you about hiring local people. I've noticed it too. And but about the fire, I might have missed it, but I never did hear if they said or announced what started the fire. Have you heard that or do you know?
Yes, somebody asked Adam Mayberry on social media, are you guys going to look into who started the fire? And he kind of shut the question down. He said, we're not going to discuss that, which suspicious me. I hope they get to it. I'm going to have all my eyes and ears on that question. I want to know. I think we can kind of deduce it came from the campground, what happened. That's all I can say about it. Bob, thank you so much. Let's move on to Shelley. Shelley, or are we going to Mel? Okay, let's go Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to let everybody know there is a free app that you can put on your phone. It's called Watch Duty, and it's run by some retired firefighters that take it upon themselves to search out the information, and you can put you know, you can get it on your phone, and they'll give you information, and they will automatically, you know, notify you when there's any updates.
Yes, you got it. People were raving about this app on social media. Sad that we have to go to these apps because local news is lacking. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Shelley. Hey, let's go to Melanie.
Hold on, just a minute. Just a minute. Just because I wanted to acknowledge where Shelley was calling from. She's calling from a fire watchtower above Stampede Reservoir. So she's one of the people that's out there watching for suspicious smoke and flames. So
I wish I'd known that. I would have thanked her profusely
definitely.
For her
thank
work.
You. Yes. For Shelley, them, for her you. And all of the people that are watching our backs.
God bless you, Shelley. Let's go to Melanie calling from Carson City. Melanie, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, here in Carson City, we have our own messes. But I, like you, have noticed the lack of television coverage. When you were on TV, I watched you every single day. You were what I exercised to. But nobody reports anymore, and I agree with you completely. We have people living here who don't know anything about living here. Apparently, they're hiring reporters who don't know what is news here. And it's not just local news, it's national news. We don't get news anymore from anywhere except for reputable stations like yours, you know, and I know that's because of the ownership. He wants everything out there. But local?
Well, we get a lot of, we get a lot of cut and paste press releases and a ton of mispronunciations.
Right. A lot of people can't even say Nevada. I don't know who's to blame. I think a lot of the news media withholds, hides, protects criminals, protects the guilty, especially if it's their own. Or I don't know what the problem is, but
I'm with you, Melanie. Totally. I thank you so much. I got to rush to Fox News. Thank you, Melanie.
Okay.
Call back again sometime. Thank you, dear. Sorry to get emotional, folks. This is close to my heart. This is my career for decades. And it's just, it is very sad for me to see the state that we're in with local news reporting. That's all. Oh, okay. Didn't mean to get mad. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:58.